Hi, Maxine. Go for it.
Hi. I was diagnosed with macular degeneration several years ago, mm-hmm. and my doctor said all I could take was this one particular vitamin.
Oh.
So I discovered that as the time went on, that the faces on the TV were distorted like you can distort on your camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And that the wavy lines were not straight anymore. So I started taking several different things, and I have had a miraculous improvement in my eyes.
Yay! Go, Maxine.
And so I've been taking that Eye Science Macular Health Formula.
Sure.
And then I've been taking Bausch & Lomb's Preserva Vision.
Okay.
And then I'm taking Tournation, Lutein, and the other combination.
Sure.
And am I taking too much?
No, ma'am. It's very hard to take too much of those particular things. I guess if you swallowed half the bottle each day, you might take too much, but it's very hard to do. Now, there's one other thing to keep in mind, and that is other people your age don't have macular degeneration. They don't need to swallow all those things. And remember, I was talking earlier in the program, or maybe at that time your radio wasn't on, to somebody about dry macular degeneration, which is what it sounds like this is, and that mm-hmm. that is not strictly an eye problem, ma'am. It's a problem with digestion and absorption, so the nutrients don't get in as well as they should. And we were able to prove that in the 1980s. So what we do for anybody with macular degeneration is run tests on the various aspects of digestion and absorption, find out where the problem is, and there are things a person can do to correct the poor digestion absorption. And as a person does that in the long run, they need to take less and less extra stuff because they are now getting it from their food where they weren't getting it before. And that's the difference between somebody who doesn't have dry macular degeneration at age, let's say, 65, and somebody who does. It's the digestive absorptive problem, ma'am. So
well, I'm 84.
Okay. So I'm all for what you're doing. It's working. But I'm also telling you that there is probably something the matter with the digestion absorption. I'd suggest you get that checked. Again, we've been doing that at Tahoma Clinic since the 1980s, and it's not being done anywhere else. But I suggest you get it checked because it is going to, if it's whatever that problem is, if it's patched, and yes, we have to take everything extra things to patch it or not eat certain things to patch it, etc. But if it's patched, then you're much more likely to get all your nutrients in it just from your food. And I'm not saying you should stop taking the other stuff, but the other stuff would be even more effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking a medication that's PANT something or other to help so that I don't have acid reflux.
Ma'am, that is probably causing the macular degeneration. If you had acid reflux, I'm not kidding you, because it blocks the stomach acid, and the stomach acid is absolutely totally necessary to, I'm getting excited, to separate the nutrients from the organic matrix in which they are found. And if you're taking acid blocker, somebody is driving you right into macular degeneration. I am not kidding. It's one of many things that acid blockers cause. So please, please, please consider getting in to see a Tahoma physician. We really specialize in this thing called dry macular degeneration. And one of the things you might do is go online and to a used book source. Did you note down used books search, usedbooksearch.co.uk? Did you note that down when I was talking to the other gentleman about it?
No, I didn't hear that.
If you didn't, search.co.uk, and then put in the title of the book is called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. I'm not kidding, ma'am. Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. And it's written by guess who? Me! And Dr. Lane Leonard. It was published in 2001. It's so popular, it's still in print. You can also buy a copy straight from the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. And what it will tell you is that acid reflux is not caused by too much stomach acid. It's caused by too little stomach acid. And that's explained in the book, how it does it.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I'll certainly do that and make an appointment.
Okay, ma'am, because this is something we'll work with a lot.
All right, thanks for your time. I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks for calling in, because it's good to get the word out, and you just helped me do it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.